Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on NiSourcing, a leading regulated utility company providing natural gas and electric services to millions of customers across several states in the U.S. NiSource is committed to delivering reliable energy while also focusing on modernizing infrastructure and enhancing sustainability. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the utility sector. Let's dive in.
NiSource has a significant presence in the utility sector, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, particularly in infrastructure investments and sustainability initiatives?
Risk aversion is a critical factor in NiSource's decision-making, especially regarding infrastructure investments and sustainability initiatives. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial risks, such as continuing to invest in established energy sources and traditional infrastructure rather than aggressively pursuing renewable energy projects or innovative technologies. While this focus on minimizing risk ensures the reliability of energy services and financial stability, it may also slow down NiSource's transition to more sustainable energy solutions, which could be necessary to meet future regulatory requirements and customer expectations. Status quo bias is another key factor, where NiSource might be inclined to maintain their existing operations and investment strategies, even when market conditions suggest the need for more proactive changes. This can lead to a focus on maintaining the current state rather than embracing the innovations that could drive long-term growth and sustainability.
This focus on stability and risk management has helped NiSource build a reliable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and lower volatility in the utility sector.
Exactly. NiSource's emphasis on stability and careful risk management has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the utility sector. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to explore new energy sources and modernize its infrastructure to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in an increasingly sustainability-focused market.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at NiSource Inc. As a utility provider serving a diverse population, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for NiSource given their role in providing essential services to a diverse customer base across multiple states. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for understanding and addressing the needs of different communities. A diverse workforce can help NiSource better understand the unique energy needs of various demographic groups, leading to more inclusive and effective service delivery. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in regulated industries like utilities, where understanding and addressing diverse community needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, NiSource not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and reliable energy services. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, NiSource operates in a highly regulated and evolving energy market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and regulatory environments, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
NiSource's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and regulatory environments is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the utility sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with transitioning to new energy sources and making significant infrastructure investments. Risk aversion might make NiSource more cautious about investing heavily in renewable energy or new technologies, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly focused on sustainability and regulatory compliance. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, regulatory developments, and technological advancements to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for NiSource, especially as they face competition from both traditional utilities and newer, more sustainability-focused energy companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. NiSource's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established infrastructure, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by regulatory changes and shifts in energy demand.
Now, let's compare NiSource Inc. to other companies in the utility sector like Dominion Energy, NextEra Energy, and Duke Energy. How do NiSource's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
NiSource's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the utility sector, such as Dominion Energy, NextEra Energy, and Duke Energy, particularly in their approach to energy transition, risk management, and market adaptation. NiSource's emphasis on maintaining stability and gradually transitioning to renewable energy appeals to investors looking for consistency in the utility sector. NextEra Energy, known for its aggressive investment in renewable energy, appeals to those interested in growth through sustainability. Dominion Energy, with its strong focus on clean energy and grid modernization, offers a more proactive approach, while Duke Energy's emphasis on balancing traditional energy sources with renewable investments positions it as a leader in adapting to new energy challenges. NiSource's focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too conservative in a rapidly changing energy market.
And unlike NextEra Energy or Dominion Energy, which have a stronger focus on renewable energy and grid modernization, NiSource's strength lies in its ability to maintain reliable energy service while gradually transitioning to cleaner energy sources.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For NiSource, the focus on stability and gradual energy transition provides a unique value proposition in the utility sector.
To sum up, NiSource Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their energy transition strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives NiSource's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.